Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercies, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah. Come on, let's thank God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do in the name of Jesus. Come on and shout that glory. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We bless your name, God. We come give you all the praise and glory and all the admiration. We come exalt your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us. Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and raising up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul. Hallelujah. Come on, family, let's give God some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now. According to Isaiah 16:2, we ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us right now. Let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence as we enter in this morning by faith, as we come to leave in this morning on one accord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on now, fam. Let's give God some praise. He didn't have to do it when he did. Amen. He kept us. Amen. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? Come on, mama, they go shout that by their chest, shout out. We thank God on today. Let's make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. We serve the Lord with gladness. Come upon us with thanksgiving and singing. Amen. Know that the Lord God, he is good. It is he who made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Into his grace with thanksgiving this morning. Into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Good morning, family. Good morning. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I remember the things of God and what God is able to do with men. Cannot do all things, but so I thank God this morning. Let us enter in this morning as we pray. Before we pray, amen, coming against any, hallelujah, any spirits designed to stop our prayers for me and answer with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now on this line. Move mighty in the life of your children, amen. Move mighty in the life of this family, amen, and every household in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come change this morning, Lord God. We come asking in Jesus' name, Lord, do a new thing in us, for us and to us, oh God. Oh, Lord God, search our heart and spirit, oh God, and mind. If you find any wicked way or error in us, oh God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your name this day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, amen, that you sent to us to guide us and instruct us in this life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Father, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth, amen. According to what John, hallelujah, book of John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed for our spirit that telling you that the truth, that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will out of the love that you place in our heart for you. Lord, creating us a clean heart and a broken and a betrayed her, a right heart, repented in all our ways. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind. Lord, that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with land of flesh, it shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts, hallelujah, overwhelming desires, hallelujah, for the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, yea, even pass from the courts of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out to the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this day, hallelujah. Hallelujah for those in our family as well. Let the fire burn every day increasing in us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hold us up, my God, with our free spirit. Hallelujah, let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way, help us on today, oh God, to be delivered from that way, oh God. Help us, oh God, to get out the way so that you may have your way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let no murmur, complain, and backbiting, nor evil be found in any of us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you all the days of our life. Circumcise our heart and fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and love and kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our lives. Amen. Create in us a heart of worship, for we rejoice all in you. Hallelujah. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we lift up our hands. Hallelujah. To the name of Jesus Christ as we go throughout this day. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit over there so that we can receive from you, great and mighty, O God, your word. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom to apply your word to our daily lives, that we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us and be engrafted in our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, your Father God, that you will release your warring angels to war against any spirit design in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. We decree and declare by all faith as we come this morning, amen, believing, hallelujah, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord God, let peace come and be still in the heart of your children. Oh, Lord, that we have lost a loved one, oh God, but we rejoice in knowing that she's home with you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We call up on you, Lord, of our hope, that we will not lose any hope, oh God, but our hope is in you, Father God, that all things are possible, amen, that we believe it, oh God, that our sister, our mother, our friend, our aunt, stand in your place, oh God, as you speak into our life, hallelujah, shall we adore my good and faithful servant, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of all people, let peace come and be still, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, even in this time, oh God, that you will draw nigh and bless unto you this day. And those in our family that ever come to know Christ Jesus and receive him and be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and right now, hallelujah. As we bow before you and humble ourselves, we enter to your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. We will not be silent. Amen. We will not let a rock cry out. We cry out to you, O God. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins and all our transgression and trespassing iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, cleanse us right now with his sovereign. We shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree in the crowd, hallelujah, according to question 1 and 9, that we are cleansed and washed and made righteous unto you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and every father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness that we have toward anyone. Amen. We render forgiveness right now to all that have hurt us. Amen. Lied to us, lied on us, abandoned us, rejected us, mistreated us. We forgive them, O Lord, and we ask, O God, that you will help them to turn from their sinful practices and evil doings of this world, that they too may be saved. Amen. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory. Amen. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we ask you, according to Isaiah 22 and 22, to open the gates of heaven above us right now. Bless us and those in our family. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase our faith to receive a miracle of healing on the line, miracles of being set free from every addiction, every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord, my God, that we receive your favor, amen. Amen. Continue your favor in the life of your children. And we just want to say thank you. Father, we love you. We thank you for your light, oh God, your marvelous light. We decree and declare that we do not operate in darkness, but in the marvelous light of the Lord our God, and we thank you, oh God. We bless your name as we enter in. We thank you, oh God. We believe, and we believe. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare that all is well with us in our home, and that all things are working together for the good of our life. And hallelujah. And it shall be no other way, and it's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now and all that's on the line. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us in our going and coming out today. Those of us that are traveling on the road right now will be traveling this day. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now, Lord. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the name of Jesus Christ, from every action received by faith right now. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation we may take on today of those in our family. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ in it, around, about it, every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building, place, or home, or everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now in it. Hallelujah. We declare to God that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you, Lord. We declare the crowd that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. We enter in this morning. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the we declare the crowd strongholds and soul ties are being broken and destroyed. Off with us right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Welcome everybody on the line this morning. We just thank God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It is nothing that we did ourselves that kept us here. Nothing but God. We thank God for remembering us on today. Amen. That we did not sleep the sleep of death. Amen. But God has restored our soul that we're still here and we're still able. Hallelujah. To praise our Father in heaven. Amen. In Jesus' name. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. To say God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how have you been?
Good morning. I thank the Lord. I'm doing good. And I thank him day and night. Glory, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Ernestine. We love you. We thank God for you this morning. We pray the strength of the Lord be with you. Amen. Right now, the peace of the Lord, the comfort of the Lord, our God, Lord of all comfort, Lord of all hope, will continue to work in you. Amen. And all around about you. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Tell them how you doing, Mother.
Oh, wonderfully.
Amen, amen.
Good morning to your family.
Good morning to all of my family. Praise
you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
praise
God.
Praise Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He helped this morning clothe
yes,
me
God.
In my right mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Lord.
My,
yes, Christ.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Good morning, family. God bless you. God keep you. We've had a good week. Had a really, really good week. We're doing good. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you both. We pray the strength of the Lord and the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. God bless you both. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, Sherry, Matthew, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Sharon, Mackie.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. Welcome back.
I know. Y'all haven't heard me in a while, but I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord. How you doing and how you been?
I've been doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Glory to God. Well, we thank God for you. Thank God that you're on the line today. It's such a blessing to see and to hear your voice saying that you're on the line today. I had to check and say, I know that number looks familiar. And I had to go to my phone contact. I said, oh, that is Sharon Mackey. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Please, Sharon, we love you. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I think this is Sister Earlene. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Okay, maybe that's not Sister Earlene's number. Okay. I don't know this number by heart. Please forgive me.
318-224-3513. That's
Chad. Patricia Scott.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know your number, but I'm sorry about that. God bless you. God welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I've been doing good, real good. I thank the Lord for just blessing all of us. You know, we're going through some things, but all I know is God's going to bring us out. So I thank the
Lord
for you, and I thank the Lord for all those that are on the prayer line today.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep it. Good to hear you on the line today. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. And we believe, God, with you and all that you are asking God to do in your life and your family. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Bonnie and Abir, God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
Mom, how you doing this morning?
This is Abir. I'm doing pretty good.
Vera.
This is Aunt Vera. And I'm doing
hey,
pretty
Vera.
Good.
Yes,
ma'am.
Hey, I'm doing good. And I'm ready to hear y'all's voice this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad to be listening to all of y'all on the prayer
Amen.
Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a wonderful day. Thank God for blessing us to see another day.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. How you doing, Cousin Bonnie? How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging in here, and God is being good to me, and I appreciate all the prayers everybody do for us, because it really does work. Prayers does work. But I'm doing good this morning. My mom's doing good.
Amen. God bless you both. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Good to hear your voice. Hey, Vera, sounding really good and strong. We just thank God and God to continue to keep you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God bless you both. We love you so much. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, everybody. I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored. And Lord woke me up. He saw me fit to see another day. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. We love you. Thank
God
for you. Always good to hear your voice.
Amen.
Lord, that God has kept you
Amen.
And just full of joy. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank
I keep you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? I know we were on at 6 a.m. We're back on at 10 a.m. God bless you.
Good morning, family. All is well. And just thanking God for another day. Y'all, please excuse the background. I got the grandkids, so I'll go on mute after this. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I'll meet you on this end. All is well. We love you. We thank God for you. Good to know you're doing well and still with us in this 10 o'clock hour. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim has been on the prayer line with us as we've been praying for 21 days, and today is day 19 of the 21, and so she was up this morning at 6 with us, and so we thank God for her. She's back on at 10. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you to do the work that God has called you to do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Ain't Eliza Jane, welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing good. I thank the
Amen.
Lord for this bright, sunshiny day. I'm sitting looking out and just looking around at the blue sky and how wonderful it is to be doing as well as I am, and I'm thankful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you so much. Ain't Eliza Jane. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Always good to hear your voice. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Ann, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing great. I've been doing great. And I thank you,
Amen.
Lord, for another day. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Good to hear that you're doing great, great, great. Amen. We pray that God will continue to bless you with his greatness. God will continue to strengthen you and guide you. Amen. We love you so much, Cousin Ann. God bless you. God keep
you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm so excited. Amen. Amen. Sister Dorita, John, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning, and good morning, family. And I thank the Lord. He woke me up to the beautiful sunshine today. And I love everybody on the line. Amen.
Amen. We love you so much, Cousin Dorita. God bless you. God strengthen you. Sister Dorita has been online with us this morning at 6 a.m. in prayer, touching and agreeing all week. And we just thank God for you. We love you so much that you're back on at 10. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sounding really good and strong.
Yes.
Amen. We love you so
thank
much. God
you.
Bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome.
God.
How you doing and how you been?
I thank God for letting me see a new day. Made a step.
Amen.
Got out of my bed. Felt good in the name of Jesus. I just thank God for the prayer line. I thank everyone for on the prayer line in the name of Jesus. And I love
yes,
you
all. Lord.
And God bless you. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, Sister Sharon. You've been on the line with us on the other prayer line during this 21 days, and we just thank God for you that you're back on at 10 a.m. We hallelujah. Pray God will continue to strengthen you and use you mighty for God's people that multitudes will go to heaven because of your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today for our sister and niece and friend, family member, my Aunt Sharon, Maggie, that's on the line. We thank God for being back on the line. It's our cousin Patricia Scott being on the line. It's always good to hear your voice. You know, when we don't hear you for a while, we miss you. So we want you to know that you were well missed, and we just thank God for you being back on the line today. It just does our heart something good. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that we are praying for you. We haven't forgotten about you. And we thank God for blessing the prayer line that we can always come back and know that it's in place, that God has made a way for us to be on this line. It's only through God that we're able to even come here on today and have this line in place for our family to come to. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this prayer line that we can come and our loved ones can come to and receive, be refreshed, restored, renewed, be poured into. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, O God. Amen. Today our scripture is going to be coming out the book of Acts, excuse me, chapter 12, the book of Acts, chapter 12. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version. So it's in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. I'll give us a minute to get there. Glory to God. Amen. That's the book of Acts, chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. The Bible reads in the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 5 through 11, Peter was therefore kept in prison. The constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and the light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly," and his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." So he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Verse 11 says, and when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." What the scripture saying, family, hallelujah, hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. See, here, Herod's plan, which was a king at that time, undoubtedly was to execute Peter, but the believers were praying for Peter's safety. Amen? See, the earnest prayer of the church significantly affected the outcome of these events. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah. So pray often and with confidence. See, God sent his angel to rescue Peter. Angels are God's messengers. They are divinely created beings with supernatural power, and they sometimes take on a human appearance in order to talk to people. See, angels should not be worshipped because they are not divine. They are God's servants just as we are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. If God didn't say it, it shall not be done. But if God said it, it shall be done. For God has the final say about everything that's concerning you, that's concerning this world, not man, but God. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Amen, amen, and amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. We bless the name, God. Come on now, family. Let's give God some praise. Amen. I think Sister Earlene has popped in on the line. Let me make sure. Sister Earlene, is that you on the line?
Yes, it is.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God that you made it on here. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
I'm doing great. Everything is fine. I'm just blessed to be here, and I'm grateful.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I had called your name earlier thinking you were on the line. I said, "Sister Aileen, is that you?" And then it wasn't you. And then I see you pop in. I said, "Oh, I got to open the line. I think that's Sister Aileen." So we thank God for you. We love you so much. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition, you all. I thank God for everyone that's on the line. I want to make sure we lift up Sean, Denise, and Deidre on today. We pray that God will comfort and God give peace to them, to our children and grandchildren, and to every sister and brother that is on the line today, that God will give us all peace and comfort in knowing that our sister, our aunt, our loved one is with the Lord, our God. There's no more suffering, amen. So we just pray, God, of our hope to be with all on the line, God, of our peace, amen. I pray the joy of the Lord, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that we pull on that joy on today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, knowing that God is with us all, amen. And we just thank God for today. We thank God for his anointing. We thank God that, you know, even on this line, that we're being filled up, amen, to overflowing with the Holy Spirit of God that gives us joy, amen, that gives us peace and surpasses all understanding. So God bless you. We lift up Ecclesia on today. She's not on the line. We pray her strength wherever she is, and the peace of the Lord be upon her and all that's around her. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the protection of our children of this day and all that's in our family. I pray that every need be met, that every household that's on the line today, I pray that all be saved in this family and that's those that are connected to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, that God will call his children nigh unto him this day. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I just thank God for everyone. I pray for continued blessings to flow in and over through our lives. Amen. I pray for the overflow. I declare and declare that we drink from a cup of blessings, amen, that our cup will never, hallelujah, run dry. Our well will never run dry, amen, that our cup runneth over, hallelujah, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I pray for long life, good life, wholeness, and newness of life for all today that's on the line. As we come believing, I pray that God will increase our faith to receive the miracle of being healed, delivered, and set free, and blessed, and pray with our from favored by God, our Lord Most High. Amen, in Jesus' name. And I pray that God will give us wisdom, those of us that lack wisdom. The Bible says if we come and ask God, he will give us the wisdom we need. So I pray that we will operate with the wisdom of the Lord our God. Amen. And I pray for divine unity for every household and family, household and member and friend today, wherever the enemy has caused division, confusion, or separation. I pray for divine unity right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I thank God for it. Amen. God bless everyone on the line. I love you. I thank God for you. I decree and declare it is so for us, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We're going to start here with our A Furnace team. At this time, we're taking our prayer petition. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm asking special prayers for our family, for Sean, for Deetra, and for Herbert. Thanks to Lord. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today as we come touching and agreeing. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as we come on one accord as a family, oh God, of love, oh God, that you place in our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, with all faith believing, oh God, that you are comfort, oh God, Lord of our comfort, Lord of our hope, Lord of our peace, amen, that you are comfort, oh God. Give peace to the children, oh God. Give peace to Sean, Denise, Dietrich, and Herbert right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh Lord, let them receive wisdom and knowledge on what to do, oh God, where to go, God, what to say, and when it's time to speak, that they will speak your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, whether we're here, hallelujah, or with you, or wherever we go, we know that you're with us, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you that peace has come, and peace is still, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, amen. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth, may God bless you. Go ahead.
God, I stretch my hand to the Lord. If I know what the Master, Lord, I thank you because you woke me up this morning.
Yes.
Put me to sleep last night.
Yeah.
You got me up this morning. I'm feeling wonderful. So,
amen.
I'm expecting a beautiful, wonderful day today.
Yes.
Bless my whole family. Sisters and brothers And I got taught all my children for the Lord to take care for them. Lord, Lord have mercy. And let them be.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We're coming to agreement right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you. Ain't he with the name? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I thank God for my family, and I ask him to continue to strengthen us and keep us and help us to carry through all of our trials and our tribulations, giving us the faith that we need and trusting him that all is well.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for my
amen.
Family.
Yes, Lord.
Just continue to strengthen us, help us, keep us, deliver us, and set us free. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We come into agreement right now, amen, as we touch and agree, hallelujah, in all that your petition and prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, as your daughter has poured out, oh God, believe with all faith, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you move mighty, oh God, all that she petitioned in prayer, all that your daughter Ruth and May has petitioned, all that your daughter Brenda Gale has petitioned, oh God, for this family, oh God, and all that's connected to us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to walk in expectation, expecting you to do it according to your promises. Lord, we stand on your promises on today, and we declare and declare that all is well, all is good, and all is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father, but yet still we thank you. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to strengthen us with your great might and power, God. Fill us to overflow with our spirit, oh God, that we will operate according to our Holy Spirit, oh God, letting your will be done as we bind our will to your will and our mind to the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ may arise and operate in us all, amen, fully and effectively, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, for delivering us, amen, and those in our family. We bless your name, God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you both. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And Sherry, Matthew, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to thank God for this day that he made for us to get closer to him. Also, I pray that the Lord move in everyone's house at this time. Wrap his arms around Dietra, Denise, Herbert, the grandkids, and give them comfort.
Any
time of sorrow, I pray that the Lord move the Holy Spirit through everybody's house, send the good angels for us and watch over us and keep us. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God, Lord, today. We come in agreement with all that you petition and prayer by faith. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, with all faith, believing on one accord today. Lord, all that your daughters petition by faith, oh God, that you will move mighty and camp your one angels around all. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your Holy Spirit run rapid in our homes, oh God, in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Have the control and lead us and guide us and direct us on what to do, where to go, that we will truly be blessed and protected, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we pray that you will comfort, hallelujah, the children, the grandchildren, the sisters, the brothers, hallelujah, all, oh God, that love your daughter, amen. We thank you, oh God, that you, hallelujah, that you sent, oh God, to bless our lives in such a mighty great way, and we will hold on to those memories forever, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, that she's a woman of God, and that she is with you, oh God, it brings us peace to know that she stands upon, hallelujah, stands in your presence this day, oh God, as you decree and declare, hallelujah, Job well done, my good and faithful servant. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord,
yes.
We have to stand in your presence one day that you will say to us as well, job well done, my good and faithful servant. So, Lord,
yes,
we just want to say thank you. Have your way in our life, oh God. We're still here to do what you called us to do. Help us, oh God, and change us in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Father God. Holy you are, God. We bless your name. We pray that you will continue to bless God and strengthen your daughter, Sharon, oh God, that you will fill, oh God, to overflow with our Holy Spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we come together and we are saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Sharon. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Patricia Scott, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I want to ask special prayer for my sister, May, that the Lord would just continue to keep her. She's going through with that cancer, and I just believe God. One thing he told me, he will not take her before her appointed time. So I thank the Lord for that. I want to ask special prayer for my husband. He's going to have a procedure done on Tuesday, and we're just believing God. God has truly, truly touched his eyes, and I know God touched him. And so just continue to pray for him. And just continue to pray for marriages. That has been so strong in my spirit over the last few weeks. You know, the enemy is just attacking marriages, really, really. And so, you know, I just have, you know, just believe in God to just go into those homes and just touch in a mighty, mighty way. And continue to pray for our family. Amen.
Yes, God. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God we come into agreement with you on today in the name of Jesus Christ. With all faith, Lord, as we come, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, oh God, that we may be directed by your Holy Spirit and guided. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we come on word accord. And, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will, hallelujah, answer every prayer petition, oh God, according to your will that your daughter has testified today in the name of Jesus Christ. Believe you, Father God, for the healing, amen. Believe you for deliverance, amen. Believe you to restore every marriage that you have ordained between man and woman in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you as we declare and declare that it is done, amen. And we stand on your word, Father God, amen. We believe your report, oh God, and not the report of the world.
Yeah.
We don't believe what man says about
yeah.
We believe what you say, what your word says, your promise, because your word says that before your word comes back, Lord, that heaven and earth will disappear. So, Lord, we thank you, God, for your word that heals us,
Lord,
that redeems us, that justifies us, sanctifies us, that makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We declare to God deliverance of the life of your son, Donald Ray, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would touch the hand of every doctor or medical staff that will be seeing about your daughter. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already called your ordained doctors and medical staff to the forefront to see about your son, amen, to see about your daughter in the name of Jesus Christ. So we speak life, we speak healing upon them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak victory over a sister, victory over a husband, victory over every marriage that you've ordained right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory
thank
to your
you,
name,
Lord.
God. Oh, glory to your
thank
name, God.
You,
for Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. For those of us that are dealing with any brokenness, let healing take place. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, mend the tear in our soul. Fix that it is broken in us. In the mighty name
thank
of Jesus
you,
Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will move every spiritual cataract over our eyes, that we may see beyond the natural to the supernatural. Amen. That we will not be led by the
Lord.
Devil and his
Lord.
Enemies. Hallelujah. In ways that will cause us to be, hallelujah, entrapped in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Just want to say
yes,
thank you, Lord. Remove every spiritual numbness. Amen. When we went today, pull up some type of spiritual freak. All of us, remove every, hallelujah, spiritual deafness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Increase our faith in them so that we can receive it for ourselves and those that are handed the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your name, God. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, Patricia, over your husband, over your sister. And we declare and declare the blood of Jesus Christ heals, protects, amen, delivers, sanctifies, justifies, and makes them new. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we thank you for,
Lord.
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
To
God be the
thank
glory.
You.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
and amen.
You,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah. We, how many of y'all know God to be a healer? Amen. We know a doctor is just a doctor. Amen. But we know God to
that's
be a healer. So if you need a healing, come to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. How many of y'all feel like it ain't no way? Well, we serve a God as a way-making God. Amen. He will make a way out of no way when it seems to be no way, even in the dead end of your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank
he will
God.
Make a way right there in the name of Jesus Christ. If you just believe, we believe.
Thank
you, Lord. God bless you.
Thank
God
you,
keep you. We love you so much. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Cousin Mighty, God bless you. Ain't very good here.
Yes, a special prayer for the Anderson family, and God take
Lord.
Care of them. And Lord, bless my bless everybody that's on the line this morning, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Take care of them. Give us peace.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Mom, you want to say something?
Yeah, say it up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. As we come by faith, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ and through his precious blood, we come, oh God, that all of us may be cleansed and washed and sanctified, made new on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that our minds may be clear and focused on you, oh God, so that we can receive, amen, coming against every distraction. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray, oh God, for comfort for the Anderson family, oh God, and your strength over to keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We pray for continued blessings and peace upon this line and all that's in it and every household and family member. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, our Lord, that you will continue to help your daughter, Bonnie, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for your help and your presence and to help us on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray the strength, amen, and protection of our children, oh God. Lord, help them, oh God. Lord, you know our things. Deliver them, oh God, for anything that's not of you, oh God. It is our prayer, oh God, that our children be saved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We pray the strength, oh God, and the protection of the life of our dear sister, hallelujah, aunt and mother. Dear, oh God, we ask that you continue to bless her with long life. Bless her latter days greater than other days, oh God. Let her receive joy, unspeakable joy, continue joy all the days of her life and those who that's around, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for you made her a blessing to be a blessing. So we declare in the crap that she is blessed because you have blessed her and all that's around her. You bless her children. You bless her grandchildren. Amen. You bless her sisters and brothers. You bless her niece and nephews. Hallelujah. And all that's your Lord. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the victory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name. And we thank you for, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We love you both so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I hope you all could hear. The line was kind of breaking there, but we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My mom got out of line somehow. Amen. God bless you, Mama. Go ahead. God bless you.
Amen. I'm just saying, just I don't have no special prayer. I prayed for everybody this morning, and the Lord heard my prayers. I'm just being grateful and thankful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. I pray that God will continue to point to you great and mighty, that God will answer your prayers according to his will. It is my prayer that you will allow God's will to be done in your life. I pray the spirit of obedience be upon you and in you and operate fully and effectively in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the fruit of the Spirit, amen, will operate and take root and manifest in you, not lacking one, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then I pray for fresh oil and fresh anointing, that God would increase you in love, amen, and in patience, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then all that's on the line today, God bless you. May God strengthen you like never before with a supernatural strength. I pray for long life and good health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, increase our faith and receive it. Hallelujah. 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 The Spirit, it's not over yet. Amen. It's not over yet. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is more of God's goodness for your life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you,
Mama. Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I pray that we all be obedient to the will of God for our life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good morning again, family. Good morning again. Thank you all. I just asked for you all to be in prayer with me as I get ready to make some financial decisions and some career decisions, and just ask you to bless us and to keep the Anderson family in prayer. And just I just thank God for this prayer line and the continuation of it and our leader here, and ask you, God, to just pour back into her what she poured back into us. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. We come together with all faith, believing and trusting you, Father God, for a mighty move in the life of your daughter, Kimberly Bridges, today, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would give her the wisdom, oh God. Hallelujah. Make the right decision that will truly bless her life, that will bless her children, amen, and generation to come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will leave a divine legacy for her children. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would teach her daughter wisdom ways and lead her in straight paths. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, and that the Lord's wisdom will save your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Direct you in any financial decision or decisions for your life in the name of Jesus Christ concerning your career. Amen. Concerning your lifestyle. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I pray for an understanding heart that is enshrined in wisdom for you. Amen. Oh, Father God, Lord, for the tone of ears to your wisdom. Lord, and let her concentrate on understanding, oh God. So, Lord, when she has no understanding, oh God, let understanding come and take place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, in you, oh Lord, lie the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let your daughter come receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let wisdom multiply her days and add years to her life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, where she's led by your Holy Spirit, let the fruit of her life prove your wisdom is fighting. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray continued prayers, oh God, for the Anderson family. Hallelujah, and all that's connected right now, that peace, where we pray for continuous peace, amen, hallelujah, that hope come and be still for those that feel like all hope is gone, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, let joy come, unspeakable joy, oh God, hallelujah, let us reminisce on the times that we've had with our sister, our mother, our friend, our cousin, our aunt, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, we thank you for the life of Emily, amen, hallelujah, and all that's connected to her, we're connected, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory, amen, amen, and amen, God bless you, cousin Kim, we love you, we thank God for you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
My prayer has been submitted so many times this morning. So
amen.
I know the Lord's going to take care of them. They're doing well.
Amen.
They're strong. And we was there asking his will to be done, and it has been done, and
amen.
We're at peace with that, so they're doing well, the grandkids and all. So,
amen.
I'm thankful for that, and it is well with me also. And
amen.
So I'm just asking you to continue and pray for my granddaughter Nakia. She's doing well, so I'm gonna give you a report on her as she go through this journey that she's going through. So
amen.
I thank God for you all. Thank you all, God, for the prayer line.
Yes,
amen.
Lord, we thank God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Father God, we thank God for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Eliza Jane. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for using her, God, for the family. We thank you, oh, God, that even right now that you continue to strengthen her. We pray for continued blessing and favor upon her life and those that she loves and concerned about. Amen. We pray, oh, God, for continued blessings and favor and strengthening for son, Denise, Dietrich, and Hubert, and all the grandchildren in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up Nakia. Lord, we pray for continued blessing and favor be upon her life, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for your hedge of protection, oh, God, that you will keep her hedged in, oh, God, from anything that's not of you, amen.
Yes,
we pray that she be delivered from every addiction of this world, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Please,
she will come back to you, her first love, oh, God, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Let that be a pouring in, oh, God, and to your daughter, Nakia, oh, God. Let her be filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. Let her speak your word, oh, God. Hallelujah. Let her eat your word, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. That it will be brought up, oh, God, mind, body, soul, and spirit, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Lord, we bless your name. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over Nakia right now, amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers her and protects her, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We decree and declare that
thank
her past is her past. And if she press toward, hallelujah, we press toward the mark of our high calling in Christ Jesus right now, even as we pray, we thank you, Lord God, that you're already answering. We thank you for the testimony of being birthed in the life of Nakia. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. We love you, Eliza Jane. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Ann, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning again, family. I want to ask special prayer for the Anderson family, our whole family, and thank you, Jesus, for continuing. Bless you.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. We decree and declare, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you've heard our prayers, that you are comforting our family members and loved ones in the Anderson family and everyone that's on the line. Oh, God, we thank you for your peace. We thank you, oh, God, that it is so and it shall be all the way according to your word. And we bless your name, Father God, and we lift up your daughter Anne on this day. We pray that you will continue to strengthen her and guide her and lead her, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for a fresh release right now in her spirit, amen, that she may receive from you right now fresh awe, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, oh God, the salvation of her children, that all will be saved, that all will come to know Christ, and her grandchildren, great-grandchildren right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of her mother, amen. We ask the Lord that you continue to pour into her mighty and great, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, we love you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is so, and it shall be no other way. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. God bless you, cousin Ann. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank the Lord for what he's done, what he's going to do, and what he's done right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Thank you, Lord. And it is so, and it shall be the other way. God bless you. God keep you. Sister Dorita, we thank God for you. I pray that God would increase you in love, amen, in patience, amen, and increase you in gentleness, in wholeness, in newness. We decree and declare victory over you. I pray for the miracles of God to work in you, amen, that you will stand and walk in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, that you'll go through you, therefore, amen, because what God has done in you and for you, that you would testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we believe, and it is so. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you.
Ooh,
go ahead.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Again. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I pray for all the family in the name of Jesus. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. And I also want you to pray for my client, Miss Ola Moore. Because it's like you're getting a little weak on me. But I know God will answer prayer. And I'm going to trust in God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Father God, we bless your holy name, oh God. We know that you're God that is able. We know you to be a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. We know you to be a healer. You are a redeemer, oh God. Oh, Father God, we know you to be all things, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you right now that you're able to do all things. For you are all things and everything that we need, oh God. So, Lord, we come, oh God, with your daughter this day, with her faith, with our combined faith on one accord, oh God. Asking you to move mighty in the life of your daughter all the more. God, Lord, we pray for supernatural strength right now, God. Oh, Lord, that you will strengthen our right back, even as we're praying, oh God. Oh, Lord, we speak to the spirit of Olamar. Be healed, be delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Be strengthened right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask you to deliver, oh God, out of all her troubles right now, whatever it is that she may be dealing with on the inside, oh God. Let deliverance take place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We speak life over her right now. Amen. We speak, hallelujah, peace in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare victory over all the more this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call a blessing and favor by God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now that you're moving mighty on us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we know that you're able. We know that you're able. We know what the doctor said, but Lord, we believe your report. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask that you bless the blood for life of the flesh is in the blood. So we ask that you bless the blood of all the more. Lord, we ask that you bless it with long life and assure your salvation. Lord, we ask that you bless it with strength and let her not be feeble. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let our hands and our knees be confirmed and strong right there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we love you. Oh, Lord, come and strengthen us. Strengthen our sister all the more right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by faith in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, let her strength be made perfect in weakness right now. Hallelujah. We confess that she is not weak, but she is strong in the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless your servant, Sharon Gordon, and all that's in our house. Amen. We pray for continued blessings to flow from heaven, hallowed down into our home and life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, we love you. We thank God for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Earlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I request prayer for our entire world because there's so much injustice and hate going on.
My Lord.
And I also for strength. And knowing that God has been controlled and his will is going to be done. But
Lord.
Be encouraged because he's got us. And he'll never leave
Lord.
Us nor forsake us. So we just hang on
Lord.
To God. We'll be all right. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. We looked all over, couldn't find nobody. Oh, God, but how is there nobody greater than you? And we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we please thank you. But yes, we thank you. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Erlene, that she's come this day, oh, God. Testifying our goodness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, all that she petitioned and prayer by faith, we come on one accord this day, oh, God, asking that you will move mighty, oh, God, humble in the hearts and the mind of the world leaders, oh, God. Lord, we pray the protection of our children, amen. We pray the blood of Jesus Christ over this land, amen, of this world, amen. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will purge the wicked of the land, amen, that your children may live in peace, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may sleep in peace, eat in peace, work in peace, fellowship in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your light that shine upon us this day, that we will not operate in darkness, amen, that we will not succumb to the darkness of this world, the evilness, in the name of Jesus Christ, because it is the blood of Jesus that covers us, amen, that sanctifies us, that justifies us, that redeems us, that heals us, that delivers us, that makes all things new. So we decree and declare new life on today in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you have us, because you have the whole world in your hands. So you are the creator of all, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless your name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let thy will be done, oh, God, on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And, Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen your daughter, Erlene, and all that's on the line today, oh, God, to do thy work, oh, God, to seek you more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, bless America. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We decree and declare by faith that there will be no lack in our home. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by faith that every need is met because you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah's above our protector. And we thank you, Lord God. You are our peace, Jehovah Shalom. Amen. So you are a healer, Jehovah Rapha. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Yes, we thank you, Lord of all righteous, the God who sanctifies, Jehovah Mechadishkim, Jehovah Seeker. Do we thank you, Elder Nadia? We thank you, Almighty. We thank you, Lord God. Yahshua, oh, Yahweh, God, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. We decree in the crowd that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We thank you for your goodness that's overflowing and taking us right now on this line by faith. We receive the goodness of the Lord. Holla, Princess, in the name of Jesus Christ. There should be no scarceness, and we thank you, Lord God, for blessing us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Erlene. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God on today. We thank God for blessing us, amen, for this opportunity once again to be here. I'm just going to pray a collective prayer, covering prayer over us all, and then we'll go ahead and we'll get off the line today. I thank God for you. I pray that you receive all that you come for today for my Heavenly Father. I pray that the peace of the Lord has overtaken all that's on the line today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us enter in, do away with all distractions right now. We come against the spirit of distraction and confusion with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we come this day, oh God, with all faith, believing on one accord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And through his precious blood, we come seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day of our lives. Amen. With our ears, let us hear you, Lord God. Every time you call, hallelujah, we give ourselves to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will obey your law. Amen. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up and we will worship you, Lord God, all our blessed days because you have blessed us in the name of Jesus Christ. Our mouth will give to you, Lord God. We shout with victory, amen, over every situation and circumstance and family member and loved ones in the name of Jesus Christ over our lives. And we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus Christ. We have the victory, amen, because we're in Christ and Christ is in us. We thank you, Lord God. We belong to you, Lord. We are living free right now, amen, because Jesus has come and he has set us free. And we are free indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and all who we pray for today divine healing, man, every area of our lives, spirit, mind, will, emotions, and physical being in accordance with your divine plan and order for our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask you to expand in us your territories. Lord, we ask you to receive beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness and the plant of the Lord our God, that we may be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. Let thy kingdom come, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us not be tempted, O God. Hallelujah. By the worldly things of possession of people in their conversations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, forgive us, O God, of our debts, O God, and we forgive our debt towards us. Lord, lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. We pray with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person we pray for today, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine health in each of our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for our bodies is our temple of the Holy Spirit of the living God. So Lord, we ask you to fill this temple with as much the color of glory as possible. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let us receive continual favor that coming from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man with rivers of living waters, springing up forth abundantly with life abundant. Fill us to overflow with your favor, God, compassion and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and not that of a stranger. Cause us to clearly discern your voice, O God, over that of a strange voice. Give us eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointed, and blessings. And all else you have for us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us, pour out your anointing on us. We apply right now by faith and receive your anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things, and let your love so brightly shine through us, amen, as an act of worship to you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, according to Matthew 16 and 18, we thank you that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind all of Satan's evil, wicked, demon, lying, and tormenting spirits, and strong men with all evil principalities, powers, and rulers of wickedness in high places, including all their works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links, including the spirits and strong men of doubt, unbelief, levity, pride, anger, rage, strife, deception, self-deception, confusion, self-confusion, divination, Jezebel, Python, accusing, familiar spirits, delusion and self-delusion, unforgiveness, witchcraft, and willful sins right now in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we bind and loose all these demonic spirits and strong men from us and everyone we pray for today and those our family, from every organ in our bodies, from every cell in our bodies, from every gland, muscle, ligament, and bone in our bodies, from our homes, our properties, our marriages, our cars, trucks, businesses, ministries, objects, workplaces, finances, pets, and all that we have, and all that we will have, in the name of Jesus Christ, we loose them now to go where Jesus Christ sends them, and we bind them and command them to stay there, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we place the blood of Jesus Christ between us right now, and we thank you, Lord God, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Oh, Lord, we bless the name. Heavenly Father, it's written in Psalm 91 and Matthew 6 and many other places of your word that you are our deliverer. And we ask you to give us, hallelujah, and everyone we pray for today and our family members, amen, total deliverance, total freedom, total liberty, total salvation from all evil, wicked, demon, lying, perverse, unclean, foul, demonic spirits, strong men, and their messengers, and from all sickness, diseases, infirmities, afflictions, infections, viruses, inflammation, disorders of any kind, every cell in our bodies, known and unknown to men, in every gland in our bodies, in every organ in our bodies, abnormal cells and radical cells, abnormal growth and radical growth of cancers, tumors, spasms, lesions, or cysts in any part of our bodies. Amen. And those in our family, or touch the eyes, oh God, of our brother, turn away this day, oh God. Let healing take place. In the name of Jesus Christ, deliver our sisters from cancer, oh God. And those in our family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, that they may not ever enter again. Amen. And everybody action to give us, hallelujah, complete deliverance right now. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give our homes, cars, trucks, offices, businesses, finances, ministries, properties, and pets total deliverance and liberty and from freedom from all evil, wicked, lying, perverse, and unclean spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that you're giving us right now this deliverance, this freedom, this liberty and salvation from all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everyone, we ask you to give us and each person we pray for today and those in our home, divine healing and divine health and the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have ever given us. According to John 16 and 23, may these deliverance be used to glorify you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command our minds, our wills, and our emotions to submit to the obedience of Christ in us. Amen. God be the glory, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, when you bless, oh God, bless us, amen. When you multiply, God, multiply us with thy goodness and thy favor, protection, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare that all is well with us and those in our home, amen. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you've heard our prayers on today, and you answered our prayers, amen. We thank you, oh God, for the peace of the Anderson family, amen. Every child and grandchild, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we celebrate the life of our dear sister, our dear aunt, our dear family member, and member, Sister Irma Lee Henderson, we thank you, Lord God, for her life. We bless your name, Lord. We love you. We decree and declare that all is well. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that's on the line and every prayer that went forward, all that we petition by faith. We decree and declare that it's covered of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we're delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Hallelujah. We can never be cursed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for keeping us. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for one more time that you've given us to serve you. We bless your name, God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to wrap up our prayer call. This morning, we just thank God for this opportunity. Amen. I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. As we wrap up here, we're going to start with our Aunt Bernstein. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. I love you. Amen.
Oh, glory. Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead. Any table to me. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale.
Yes, we thank God for you. We love you.
Thank you.
For all of your prayers, all of your faithfulness, for
thank
your
you.
Love for our family. We just thank and pray. God for you, that he bless you and keep you strong and
Jesus' name.
All the days of your
Amen.
Life, crowning you with all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that you need to be about your Father's business. We just love
Amen.
You, love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Oh, I love you too. God bless you. Thank you. I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I declare and declare by faith that working with me that it is so. And it shall be no other way. Amen. God bless you. I thank God for you both. A.T. Ruthie and Cousin Brenda Gale. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I just want everybody to know that I love y'all. And may God keep
thank you.
Amen. Amen.
And every one of y'all.
Amen. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. God bless you. Good to have you back on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Patricia Scott, God bless you again.
Yes, I just thank and praise the Lord for you. I just come into agreement with Kim's request that the Lord, as you pour out to us, God will just pour out to you and bless you tremendously.
Amen. I receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In there. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. God bless. God bless you both. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, and God bless you. And homecoming services are next Saturday at 11. Permission
okay.
from Deacon.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Thank you for relaying that message. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Ian, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I want to say a special prayer for you and for my Aunt Jane, for God to give her strength to go through what she's going through.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Sister, God bless you. Go ahead.
God love you, and I love you, too, and have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen. Oh, we love you, too. Thank you. God bless you. Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 I love you, and I love everyone on the phone this morning, and God
Amen.
Is good. Hallelujah. That's all I can
yes,
say.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God
Thank
bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sister Arlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'd like to say praise God and glory. Hallelujah. He's given us a
Amen.
Second chance.
Yes, Lord.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
Do
yes,
and
Lord.
Bless everybody and stay strong because God
Amen.
Got you. All right.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
All right. Amen. God bless you. God bless everyone that's on the line. Amen. We just continue to pray strength for our family members and loved ones during this time. Amen. So we look forward to what God is doing. Amen. What God is still doing. Amen. He has not stopped working. So we thank God on today. God bless everybody. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk every day of this day, of this year, of this month and week in the divine assurance that God is taking you to your promised land that is strong with milk and honey, that your enemies will be defeated and your foot will be on the neck of your adversary. May the grapes of your harvest be abundant and the vats of your new wine overflow, that we will be as golden grain because the Lord is the Lord of abundance and he is the God who is looking after you. Amen. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Our hope is
Amen.
In the Lord. God bless
yeah.
you. God keep you. I love you. God loves
yeah.
you more. Remember, Jesus is
Hallelujah.
Lord and the devil is glory. Hallelujah. You're already victorious
yes,
in Christ. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you. God bless
Thank
everyone.
You.
Amen.
Love
Amen.
Your family.
Thank you, Lord.
Love you.
Love
you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him.
Hallelujah.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the
yes,
streets
Lord.
Of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear that.
Back. You fill me with love, so again. give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that on the grave.